You're listening to the audio production of Rosemary Cottage by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue. The Atlantic water rushed past her limbs in a silken caress. Gina Ireland loved the water, the busy fishermen boating to and fro, and the blue bowl of sky overhead. She was the first to hit the water every spring in her new bikini. This might be her last swim of the season, and she intended to milk every second from the October sun overhead. She waved to her brother on the beach where he sat on a blanket with her tiny daughter. He was as crazy about their Outer Banks island as she was, and when he wasn't working on the water, he was plopped on the beach. 7-month-old Rain squawked, objecting to being corralled off the sand. She already had her Uncle Curtis wrapped around her finger. Gina, too, for that matter. The baby had changed everything. Curtis waved in return, then squatted on the blanket with the baby. Other beachgoers splashed in the waves, and the distant roar of jet skis disrupted the serenity of her beloved Hope Island. Gina flipped to her back and closed her eyes as the waves carried her on the whitecaps. She was different now, new and clean. The future looked bright. The water held no fear for her. Once she'd entertained dreams of winning an Olympic gold medal in swimming until life intervened, but contentment curled along her spine. No need for a medal when she had everything right here. The island had receded in the distance when she opened her eyes and turned to her stomach again. She started back toward the beach with long, sure strokes. When the shore was no nearer 5 minutes later, she paused and trod water.